Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Both in front of and behind the camera, Star Wars has a long and detailed history. In fact, there are more stories set in a galaxy far, far away than any one list video could ever hope to fill. However, Star Wars is very much not a utopian reality, despite how perfect it is for escapism. And there are dark deeds, demons, and evil all throughout the galaxy. The Sith, along with the Empire, and even some of these so-called good guys, have all committed heinous acts, some of which are documented here. Though few crimes will ever reach the depths of the holiday special, this list comprises some seriously messed up fates that many of the Star Wars characters have had to endure. But that's not to say that some weren't altogether deserved. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 Star Wars fates worse than death.
The Force is with us. What Culture Star Wars is our brand new channel dedicated to all things Star Wars. We'll have all the usual lists, features, and news, plus there'll be ups and downs for all the latest shows and movies, and coverage on Star Wars novels and comics. Subscribe today via whatculture.com/Star Wars or search What Culture Star Wars on YouTube.
Number 10. Destroying everything you care about based on a lie. Anakin's long fall to the dark side of the Force came with manipulation and an already inbuilt anger management issue, born from his years as a slave on Tatooine. Later on in his life, he manages to return to his home, only to find his mother in her final moments, leading to his very first slaughter of not just men, but women and children too. In that moment, the first shreds of his humanity are lost. Through his troubled years, Padme grew closer to him, coming to even love him and he her. However, his descent was already well on its way by then, fueled by further manipulation by the Emperor. Though he marries Padme in secret, their happiness would be short-lived. In all of his anger and fear, his one constant was his love for her. In his mind, every horrible act was justified if it saved her, no matter if his humanity was lost in the process. So when he rises after his duel with Obi-Wan, resurrected as more machine than man, he is told by the Emperor that in his own rage, he has killed Padme, which absolutely obliterates any of the sanity he might have left. At this point, Anakin Skywalker has lost his family, his friends, his religion, and his grasp on reality, all at the hands of a man who would replace him in a heartbeat. Anakin Skywalker dies in that moment, replaced until his final moments by Darth Vader. Number 9. The holiday special simply existing. When asked to define the exact feeling of having one's brain pulled out through one's ears, it might be worth offering the holiday special as an example. Even George Lucas, Big George himself, who had very little involvement in this film, disavowed it, making it very difficult to obtain legally. It was absolutely terrible, but the special was, however, the first meeting that fans would have with none other than Boba Fett. The character is introduced with what would become the Mandalorian's signature forked weapon, coming before his appearance in The Empire Strikes Back. Though he was retroactively added to A New Hope in 1997, this is the actual first appearance of the character, no matter what George Lucas would have you believe. Despite this though, be under no illusions, the special is just as bad as it sounds. Enjoy it with a stiff drink because you'll absolutely need to, though much like certain other video nasties out there, you'll be happier having not seen it. Number 8. Spider-Maul. Darth Maul has had a very unlucky streak in his career. I mean, being partnered with Darth Sidious didn't do him many favours, to be fair. Although he managed to kill Qui-Gon Jinn in one-to-one combat, Obi-Wan outmaneuvered him, grabbed a lightsaber, and chopped the dude in half, sending him hurtling down the reactor shaft on Naboo. That should have been the end of it, but he survived. He is then lost to insanity for a time, ending up on a junk world. Though his lower half is somewhat restored to him, he is from that point both at times directionless, his dealings with the Sith would dwindle, and extremely dangerous, consumed by revenge. His final hour comes again at the hands of Obi-Wan, though years have passed with Maul's life being full of hate. In many ways, the existence between his first and last meeting with Obi-Wan was worse than just a straightforward death. Number 7. Frozen in Carbonite. Yep, you saw this one coming. Who wants to be a wall decoration for Jabba the Hutt? Sure, it might be easy work, but believe me, the pay is terrible. Captured by the Empire and frozen in carbonite, Han Solo is given to the Hutt as payment for his many misdeeds against him. Delivered by Boba Fett, there seems to be little chance of recovery for the errant smuggler. While the period in which he is frozen is, in a way, the easy part, the knowledge of what is coming would be enough to drive a person mad. Sinking lower into that pit with Boba Fett and Darth Vader looking down on him, I mean, what crueler way to meet your fate. Only Solo could have mustered the energy to smile in the face of it all, thanks to Leia's I love you. Number 6. Being digested in the Sarlacc pit. If we were to just go by the films as canon, which we're not, but bear with me, then Boba Fett has what is potentially one of the worst and biggest damp squib endings from that original trilogy. This fearsome bounty hunter was enough to make Han Solo roar with surprise, and he's then immediately and accidentally knocked into the maw of the Sarlacc, doomed to spend the rest of his life slowly being digested. However, the character proved to be more popular than his fate would allow, with thanks to the expanded universe, he was given many more adventures, escaping the Sarlacc and the indignity of that ending. Hell, Lucasfilm even saw fit to expand upon Boba's origins as a bounty hunter, with the character appearing again on screen in the Clone Wars TV show. And then he was killed again, but this time by the studio. Ahead of the sequel's trilogy release, the entire EU was deemed non-canon, which dropped Fett back into the belly of the Sarlacc once again. He escaped, only to be returned to his doom. Fortunately, in this rollercoaster of a story, Boba is now back out the belly of the beast as revealed on The Mandalorian. He's in, he's out, he shakes it all about, and I would not like to experience even 1% of what he's been through. Number 5. Master Cipher Dyas's Legacy. There's a joke to be made about having the power of foresight here. Master Cipher Dyas was gifted with this power, yet was still manipulated into destroying the Jedi Order by the Sith. That's because Cipher Dyas saw the oncoming wars in the Republic and approached the Jedi Council to commission an army. He was rebuffed and immediately kicked off the council, but he travelled to Kamino and ordered the army regardless. His project, however, was then usurped by Darth Tyrannus and Darth Sidious, who organised for Cipher Dyas to be assassinated with his ship being shot down. But his doom didn't end there. The Sith Lords then installed the Order 66 programming in the clones, meaning that when the time was right, they had an enormous army to target and destroy the Jedi once and for all. Master Cipher Dyas then, while believing he was acting to protect the Jedi, ended up being one of the reasons that they were destroyed. Number 4. Meeting a Geonosian Brainworm. Geonosis was the location of the best scenes in Attack of the Clones. It is there that Anakin, Obi-Wan, and Padme face the arena, only to be saved by the Jedi and the clone army. In the Clone Wars TV series, this planet receives a bit more detail though, even if it might have been better that it hadn't. The Queen of Geonosis was an 8.6 meter long monstrosity who planned to conquer the Republic and the Jedi, using her children to do so. Her children were the Brainworms, parasites that would enter a host and bring them completely under her control, even restoring the dead to life. Even after the Queen's defeat, some of her children survived and managed to infect several of the clones, and even one Jedi Padawan, posing a serious threat to the rest of the galaxy before they were able to be defeated. These nasty little creatures may still yet be out there waiting to infect the next unknowing soul. Number 3. Being Han Solo's ship for all time. L337, as played by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, was easily a highlight of Solo: A Star Wars Story. She was a loyal friend and companion of Lando Calrissian, accompanying him on their trip with Han Solo to Kessel. There she instigated a droid revolution, which ultimately led to her death. Before this death, however, in a well-intentioned act, Lando uploaded her consciousness to the Millennium Falcon itself, giving her a new, albeit different life. At the very least, she would still be able to be with him, even if it was in a slightly different way than she was used to. But then he loses the Falcon to Han, dooming L337 to be his navigation system until a day in the future when the ship may be destroyed. For a droid who was as passionate about the freedom and rights of all droids, becoming Han Solo's ship is not quite the career step she might have wanted. Number 2. The Decraniated. Think the Borg, only worse. The Decraniated were a class of slaves that had their humanity wiped from them by Dr. Cornelius Everzan. He was experimenting with cybernetic enhancements on the poor souls who fell under his knife, resulting in the horrors befalling these workers. Dr. Everzan may be best remembered for telling a young Luke Skywalker that neither he nor his companion liked the farm boy very much, but even Skywalker didn't know how close to pure madness he had come that day. Everzan had been a brilliant cosmetic surgeon before his own disfigurement, sinking into a pit of evil experiments after that. The Decraniated were just one of his horrors. They were seen in Jedha City before the city itself was destroyed by the Death Star, although they remained in service in other various areas after this. However, there was no hope of recovery once a person was recovered. They were just mindless and bound to serve their master, a walking corpse by all accounts. Whether they were aware of their predicament is uncertain, though one sincerely hopes not. Number 1. Simply being a droid in this universe. Slaves, property, there to be beaten and abused. Seriously, is there any reason to live when you're a droid in the Star Wars universe? Even worse, the droids are clearly depicted as being sentient throughout the series, but they are still bartered for and sold, and even tortured, because yes, droids can feel pain. Just ask that droid who got its feet branded in Return of the Jedi. Why this added detail was deemed necessary to include in the franchise by anyone is frankly a mystery, as there is never any sign from any of the characters that there is a wish to change the status of droids in the galactic hierarchy aside from L337. Frankly, had the droid armies of the Separatists had free thoughts, one wonders if they might not have been more than justified in slaughtering the slavers of the galaxy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.